So, two carts out in front are the Cadet 12s of Finley and Cooper Allen, and then a short gap back to the two Cadet 9 Rock carts, which are Sebastian Ruiz and Darcy Balding. And then you have the P-platers and Cadet 9s, Ryan Pring, Carlin Phelan, Henderson Leslite, and Zach Bates. So they're looking good for a start this time by. Away and racing, and it's Cooper Allen who gets the jump off the start. Heading down into turn number one, Sebastian Ruiz right on the back bumper of the two in-flight ER carts. Troubles further back in the field. I think that's Les Light who's off the circuit there. He gathers it back up and will join at the tail end of the field. Now, Finley Allen looking to the inside of Cooper Allen as they approach turn number, the top turns. Finley Allen makes the pass, but a good crossover as they come off the top turns. It sees Cooper Allen regain the lead. So Cooper Allen leads Finley Allen from Sebastian Ruiz in the 26 cart. Then it's back to the 15 of Balding. Oh, Ruiz in the back of Finley Allen that time as they went into their S's. So Sebastian Ruiz putting the pressure on as much as he possibly can. Three wide along the back straight. And Sebastian Ruiz will get himself up to second as Finley Allen takes the lead. Cooper Allen shuffled back to third as Ruiz now comes off the top turn, trying to get past the 28 of Finley Allen. The in-flight ER top cart leading the way. But here comes Ruiz. Ruiz in second position. Cooper Allen in third. Now it's back to Balding, Bates, then a gap back to Pring, Phelan and Leslite, who's recovering from that spin in turn number one. Well, in fact, not really a spin, but getting cart into the dirt. Ruiz at the front of the field, continuing to maintain the pressure. Finley Allen is the race leader. This fifth heat of the day, Finley Allen. One heat number one. It was Finley Allen who won heat number two. Heat three went to Cooper Allen. And in heat four, it was Finley Allen returning to the front of the field. Now, Sebastian Ruiz runs in second position, but he's in a different class. He's in the Cadet 9 Rook class. And as he goes side by side with Finley Allen, he makes the pass round the outside, going into the top turns. Finley Allen can't come back at him. And now Sebastian Ruiz is your race leader. So Ruiz leads the way here in this final heat of the cadets. Now what with clean track in front of him can he do now? Sebastian Ruiz, Cadet 9, sets the fastest lap of the race, a 38.068, and that was with the pass for the lead. So Sebastian Ruiz, Finley Allen trying to go with him around the top of the circuit. That's where Finley Allen in the Cadet 12 cart will have the advantage. The Yamaha J engine with the restrictor in it. Up against the Rook engine with a restrictor, a much bigger restrictor for Sebastian Ruiz. So he's doing a great job of keeping that cart at the front of the field, considering it's got less horsepower than the cart behind. As they head up the back straight, Finley Allen keeping the pressure on. Now, further back in the pack, we have Ryan Pring and Kalen Phelan having a good battle of their own. That's the 33 and the 12. And also, back there in fourth position, it looks like Darcy Balding and Zach Bates are out to battle it out for position. As it's change at the front of the field, Finley Allen goes back to the front. Ruiz in second spot. Then it's back to Cooper Allen. Darcy Balding going very wide into the S's. Zach Bates in the 24, closing in on him. Phelan holding off Pring with Les Light rounding out the running order. And that's Ruiz back to the front. So Sebastian Ruiz retakes the lead as he heads down with seven laps completed. Finley Allen back there in second with Cooper Allen closing in on him. Darcy Boulding in the 15 card holding off the challenge from Zach Bates in the 24. As the leaders head up the back straight, Ruiz holds on to the lead for the moment. Oh, gets a bit of a touch from Finley Allen that time around the top of the circuit. Bates still a ways back off Boulding. He looked like he was catching Boulding a lot quicker then, but he seems to have normalized now. And Boulding will maintain a point eight of a second advantage. Although Boulding runs wide again, and that will lose him some ground. Now, what can Finley Allen do on the 26 of Sebastian Ruiz? Oh, Finley Allen and Ruiz touch again. Cooper Allen will make the pass. So Cooper Allen up to second position. Now, back markers could play a big factor in this battle. Les Light, the first cart, who will come under the scrutiny of the leaders. As Les Light runs wide. Oh, goes Ruiz makes a brave move there. Just stuck his nose in and has maintained his lead. Cooper Allen is challenging him. Now, Boulding is being caught again by Bates. That gap is down to 0.6 of a second. As Ruiz continues to lead, Cooper Allen running in second position. Finley Allen in third. But Ruiz has the track position as they come up onto the 33 of Carlin Phelan. So Phelan now in the 33 heads into turn two. Ruiz also going that way. Cooper Allen and Finley Allen. Cooper and Finley Allen swap spot. Oh, Cooper Allen's thrown a chain. He ran the ripple strip and he knew straight away that he dislodged the chain. So Cooper Allen in the 19 out of this one. Sebastian Ruiz getting through the traffic. He's got a back marker between himself and Finley Allen. So Sebastian Ruiz to the white flag now. Back marker getting to him in a bad spot here as Ruiz lost a bit of momentum there. So Finley Allen up the inside of Ruiz. No, Ruiz closes the door and he will continue to lead. We've lost the Bates cart somewhere on the circuit. He's had a spin in the pit turn. So he was closing in on Boulding. As now Les Light's gone off the circuit again. It's all happening here on this last lap. Ruiz leading. Allen, this is Finley Allen, looking to come up the inside of him, coming off the top turn. But he can't do the pass there. Sebastian Ruiz in the Cadet 9 Rock will take the victory over Finley Allen in the Cadet 12. Then it's back to, Carlin Phelan in the P12. Pring in the 33, a lap down. Darcy Boulding will come home in third. Les Light will come home in seventh position. And the final card on the leader's lap is the 24 of Zach Bates. Some great racing there too for the cadets here in round four of the Canberra Car Racing Club Championship. Some great stuff. Sebastian Ruiz taking a hard-fought win at the end of the day. So to restricted light and heavy here, although I think it's just restricted heavy out on the track. And the race order. So it is restricted light and heavy, thank you. As we wait for the carts to form up so we can get a start. It's James Ordish on the pole in the 17. The 77 is Michael Simpson. The 86 is Daniel Cataldi. And the 47P of Karen Edwards is the one light in the field. So they're in good formation now. as we get set for a start here in heat number five of Restricted 125. Ordish and Simpson on the front row. Ordish in the 17. Simpson in the 77. Away and racing. Great start for Ordish. Also a good start from Cataldi, who tries to slide up the inside of Simpson. No, he backs out of the move. So it's Ordish, Simpson, Cataldi and Edwards as they work their way through the S's for the first time. 15 laps the journey here in this 125 restricted heat number 5. As they work their way around the top of the circuit now, it's Ordish and Simpson who are pulling away from Cataldi. Edwards a couple of cart lengths back after a great drive in heat number 4. Edwards really starting to put the pressure on the back of Cataldi right throughout the latter stages of that race. So hopefully that will give Edwards a lot of confidence in the 47P, which, as I mentioned before, indicates less than 3 race meetings under her belt. And I do know this is race meeting number 1 in the 3 that she'll be required to cover, to carry the P plate. So James Ordish in the 17, leading the way from the 77 of Michael Simpson. He's got himself a handy little buffer already of half a second. A 35.17 to a 35.4 between Ordish and Simpson. As Edwards there just almost getting it around. Straightens it up though and we'll have another crack. So Ordish and Simpson. Simpson has, when he's had track position, been able to make that cart very wide. But unfortunately, he's got the job to do, and throwing it around sideways into the pit turn is going to cost him ground. So, whilst Ordish sets the fastest lap of the race at a 35.086, Simpson, 35.367, his best lap, but the gap extending now 2.7 of a second. Cataldi and Edwards, well, they've only got 0.8 of a second. It looks closer than that as they run up the back straight. It was 0.8 of a second at the start-finish line, but now it's down to about a cart length, the difference between those two. As they head down into the pit turn, Edwards is finding more and more speed out of this cart. Obviously having the advantage of less weight in the cart too, so the next move that Edwards has to work out is how to make a pass. And that all comes with patience and experience. Our leader is still James Ordish, about to complete one-third race distance here. As lap 5 is now in the book. Ordish, 35.3, has gotten down into the 34.9 for Ordish. In this race, the only driver to get into the 34-second bracket so far. Simpson, 35.5, his last lap, at 35.2, his best. Cataldi, who's done a fair bit of travelling, considering he only started racing about 18 months ago. I remember seeing Cataldi at Grenfell for the Bob High Memorial race last year, whilst he was still on P-plates. So Edwards now just continuing to think running up the inside is the way to go to make the pass. Now, what she needs to do is start moving wider and wider, because what Cataldi's doing is protecting that inside line. So Edwards needs to start running out wider and wider and ranging up on Cataldi. Cataldi will eventually move out to try and cover that move. As Edwards sideways into the pit turn that time. Cataldi continues to block the inside. Edwards, yeah, just needs to come to the outside and start driving the cart down the outside. Pull Cataldi away from the inside wide line, which will then give her the opportunity to try and make a switch over when the gap is there. But at the moment, leader is James Ordish, another 34.9 second lap last time round. Simpson still yet. Oh, yes, he has. Lap number six. He managed to get into the 34-second bracket, but the gap is 2.6 seconds between first and second. So now, Cataldi feeling... Oh, Edwards sideways. Just missed the apex of the corner, but has kept the cart running. Lost a fair bit of ground, though. So as the leaders work their way around the top of the circuit, about to complete lap number nine. The Rig It Up, number 17 of James Ordish, sponsored by the Canberra Kart Shed in the Esprit Kart. Leading the way from the 17, Tony Kart of Simpson. Back then to Cataldi and Edwards, who round out the running order. So, two-third race distance now completed. Ordish well in control. 35.1 for Ordish, a 35.1 for Simpson. Cataldi now a 36.0, and Edwards a 35.7. So Edwards still faster than Cataldi, but has just made a couple of mistakes over the last few laps, which has cost her a fair bit of track position. So James Ordish leading here in heat number five. Heat number one went to Simpson by 0.6 of a second. Heat number two, Ordish won by 12 seconds over Cataldi as Simpson had problems. Heat number three, it was Simpson again by 0.16 of a second. And in heat number four, Ordish got himself a 2.4 second victory. So Ordish will lock up the win today if he can continue to lead this race. James Ordish, his lead extending even further now as he heads across the line. Ordish, Simpson, Cataldi and Edwards, the running order, as we have just two laps remaining next time by. Qualifying. Long qualifying session in Perth. Caruso and Moffat still the fastest on the circuit. McLaughlin, Tander and Pye, the top five at the moment. Ordish continuing to lead. Now Edwards making up some ground here on the back of the 86 of Cataldi. So what can Edwards do here in the dying stages of this race? The white flag at the ready for James Ordish. James Ordish leading by a goodly margin now. It's out to 5.2 seconds. Cataldi and Edwards continuing to battle it out. Now Cataldi protects the inside line into turn number one. Edwards right on the back bumper there. So they come up over the rise. Cataldi still holds the advantage, but the winner will be Kart 17. James Ordish takes the victory from the 77 of Michael Simpson. Edwards swings it wide round the top turns, catching on Ordish, but not enough time to be able to pull off the pass, and Cataldi will hold on for third over Karen Edwards. Some great driving there in restricted light. Up next, it's Junior Max and Junior Performance. Wescombe Casey and Fripp here in Junior Performance and Junior Max. We get set for those two to head out. Hopefully getting a start this time by. Looking good. Away and racing. And it is Westcombe Casey that gets the jump off the start from Fripp. So Westcombe Casey in the 88. Now, two different engine configurations here. Westcombe Casey with the IAMI engine, air-cooled. A brand new engine in Australia for this season, 2015, marking a revolutionary change in the rules and regulations for karting. Probably the biggest change in 20 years. We have a water-cooled Rotax engine. You'll see the radiator on the right-hand side of the driver in kart 75. So, two different power plants. They don't put out the same power. The IAMI engine, even though it's air-cooled, actually has slightly better performance specs than the Rotax. But as you can see, not much between these two drivers at this stage of the race. So as Westcombe Casey leading the way, a reminder that you can listen back to the races at AU. Already the first four rounds of heats up online. As the leader, Westcombe Casey, heads across. And Westcombe Casey looking good for a fourth win of the day. So Caruso has been bumped down to third fastest here in Perth. It's James Moffat fastest with Shane van Gisbergen second fastest, Caruso third, Tander fourth, and McLaughlin fifth fastest here. There's 7 minutes remaining of qualifying. Lowndes is back in 18th. And Wing Cup in 20th. Yesterday's Wintermark Winterbottom is in 12th position in qualifying at the moment. So it's Moffat, Van Gisbergen, Caruso and Tander, the qualifying order in Perth for race 9 of the V8 Supercars. Westcombe Casey out to a 0.899 second lead. A 33.786 for Westcombe Casey. Rowan Fripp, a 33.826, his best lap. So it's the Canberra Kart Shed, number 88 of Jack Westcombe Casey, leading the way from the Alfredo Graphics and Designs Junior Max 75 of Rowan Fripp. As they head across the star finish line, they complete lap number 6. So Westcombe Casey, of course, Westcombe Casey only has the two race wins, I should say. And he had a DNF in heat number 4 after he ran the ripple strip on the dog leg coming onto the start finish straight. Over the years, that ripple strip has caught a lot of very good drivers. And Westcombe Casey, who looked like he'd set up a dominant lead, was left one lap short. And Rowan Fripp picked up a unchallenged win in the end. So Westcombe Casey out to a 1.6 second advantage over Rowan Fripp here in the fifth heat of Junior Max and Performance. As all Fripp's just losing ground as he's as the leader heads through the dip and up onto the back straight. It is still Westcombe Casey, leading by over 2 seconds. Fripp, a 34.3. Casey, a 33.8. So Moffat, still the leader with 5.5 minutes left of qualifying. Van Gisbergen, Caruso, Tander and McLaughlin. Blanchard in 6th, Mostert in 7th, Reynolds in 8th, Percat in 9th, Rick Kelly now up into the top 10. 11 through 15 in qualifying so far. Courtney, Winterbottom, Todd Kelly, Pye and Heimgartner. So still plenty to play out in Perth with the V8 Supercars. Of course, their race 9 coming up later this afternoon, and if James Moffat can stay on pole, that'll make a very interesting race indeed. At the moment, Moffat is 0.5 second quicker than Van Gisbergen. Yep, Moffat with a 57.547, Van Gisbergen with a 58.0634. So, an interesting set of events here. Moffat has done 5 laps, so you think he's put the queue in the rack there. Van Gisbergen has done 3 and he's back out on 2. He's back out onto the track. There's 4 minutes left of qualifying in Perth. Here in Canberra, though, it's 3 laps remaining. Jack Westcombe-Casey out in front. He's on a 33.7 second lap. That last lap, Rowan Fripp, a 34.001. And the gap is 3.5 seconds between first and second place. So as Westcombe Casey and Fripp wind down here with 2 laps left, Moffat's still in the pits, but just about every other car, with the exception of Fabian Coulthard, is out on the circuit. In fact, Lee Holdsworth out on the circuit now is yet to put in a lap time, a qualifying lap time. The drop, Wincup goes first, and he gets to the top of the tree. Mostert bumps him immediately, 0.04 of a second. Tander now fastest in the 2 car. So it's getting serious over there in Perth. Slade comes through in 4th as the white flag is out. And Westcombe Casey leads the way from Jacob Fripp. Westcombe Casey in the 88 has put on a good show here, but I'm not sure where he'll drop his DNF. It's going to be interesting to see how the points would play out for this class, Westcombe Casey and Fripp, over the course of the weekend. So Tander fastest in Perth, as Westcombe Casey comes to the checkered flag. 2.5 minutes of qualifying remaining in the supercars. Jack Westcombe Casey and Rowan Fripp take the checkered flag here in Junior Max and Junior Performance. So as Junior National lines up here for their 5th and final heat of the day, in good formation, Shibuteri has won all 4 heats so far. And Cameron Ward on the outside of the front row in the 56. Levain's in the 8. Lofts in the 13. Taylor Chancellor and Leslie. Taylor Chancellor and Leslie are back there in the heavies in the 21 and 17P. So they've reformed up at the front of the field. Shibuteri has won all 4 heats so far. Qualifying's finished in Perth. Mostert, Winterbottom, the front row. Tander and Wincup. Then it's Reynolds, Lowndes, Davison, Slade, Van Gisbergen, and Moffat are the top 10. Shibuteri on the pole. Away and racing. And it's a good jump by Cameron Ward. But Shibuteri will have the line going into turn number 1. Shibuteri leads the way from Ward, then a gap back to Levain's with Lofts back there in 4th. Further back, Chancellor has got the jump over Leslie. So Chancellor up into fifth position. Leslie in sixth. As Award gets past Shibutari going into the top turn, but Shibutari crosses back over and will retake the lead. So Shibutari sliding the card off the pit turn as he comes down to complete lap number one. Shibutari, Ward, back then to Levain's, Lofts, Chancellor, Leslie, all starting to string out around the circuit. Shibutari, who heads up the back straight. Ward's got some good top-end speed. Really getting up that back straight well, closing up the gap again on Shibutari, who seems to have the advantage through the S's. So as Shibutari comes down the front straight, the gap is half a second. Shibutari, a 35.997. Ward, a 36.263. Levain's, a 36.8. Lofts, a 37.1. Chancellor, a 38.2. And Leslie, a 38.9. As the leader around the top of the circuit, Sean Shibutari dominating the Junior Nationals this weekend. He won heat number one from Theodore Levain's in the eight cut by 7.8 seconds. In heat number two, Shibutari beat Ward by 1.8 seconds. Heat number three, it was Shibutari from Lofts. It was an 11-second gap between first and second. In heat number four, Shibutari again had a 6.8 second victory over Cameron Ward. So here in the fifth heat, Shibutari leading now by just over a second. Ward back there in second has a 1.7 second advantage over Levain's, as Lofts still just hasn't been able to get that cart to the speed he'd like to see out of it. Chancellor then in fifth place with Leslie back there in sixth. So as the leader, Shibutari comes across the start finish line. It's Shibutari, Ward, 1.4 seconds the difference between the front two. Back then to Levain's, Anthony Loss, Taylor Chancellor, and Kristen Leslie. Great driving here from Sean Shibutari across this weekend. Has dominated the class. And continues to lead here as we reach the halfway point. So Shibutari with a 1.9 second lead over Cameron Ward in the 56. Then it's Levain's, who's got Lofts behind him, Chancellor, and Leslie. So race leader, Sean Shibutari. He was the Junior Driver of the Year last year for the Canberra Kart Racing Club. And he heads into the S's once again. Comfortably out in front. 2.5 second lead. He just set his fastest lap of the race on lap number seven. Shibutari, a 35.668. Anthony Lofts gets his best lap of the race on lap seven, a 36.580. So as Sean Shibutari in the 33 continues to lead, Shibutari in the Tony Kart holds his mark at the front of the field, a 35.67 that last lap. This lap across the line, it's now the fastest lap of the race to Sean Shibutari, a 35.596. Cameron Ward, he sets his fastest lap on lap number 9 as well. So that is a 36.075 for Cameron Ward. So his fastest lap coming up then. Levain's, his fastest lap was one lap behind the others. His fastest lap of 36.172 on lap number 10. Mind you, Shibutari's gone faster again on lap 10. A 35.573 now. Ward, 35.969. So Ward with a good lap there. Take nothing away from the race leader. Sean Shibutari, who has driven an exceptional race this weekend. It's doing it comfortably here in this, the final heat for the Junior Nationals. There is a dominating display from the third part of Sean Shibutari, who takes the checkered flag. Shibutari takes the victory. Ward comes home in second. At the end of the race, he is 4.4 seconds behind the race leader. Levain's comes home in third, with Lofts back there in fourth position. Chancellor holding off Leslie for fifth position in the battle of the heavies. So Chancellor and Leslie in fifth and sixth position, first and second in class. Well, our final race of this fourth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Jacob Fripp in the 75 is off the pole. Richard Druger out of position number 2 in the 35. Hutchinson in the 5. Allen in the 96. Wells in the 69. Chancellor, the last of the lights, in the 22. Ether in the 37 leads the heavies. The 14 is Martin. The 33, Willoughby. McCabe is in the 82. Williams in the 15. And Danny Jarks is in the 43. We're looking for a start. And we're racing. Druger gets the best of the jump here off the outside of the front row. Fripp stays on the inside. Druger, Fripp, Hutchinson also trying to find his way in. Macaulay Allen and John Wells side by side through the right-hander. The heavy start now. And it's Ether who leads Martin. Martin looking up the inside. There's 2x2 through the right-hander, as well as Williams. Gets driven wide by McCabe. And then Jenny Jarks, who tries to go around the outside of McCabe, gets driven off the circuit. Lights battle across to complete lap number 1. It's Fripp from Druger. Then it's back to Hutchinson. Hutchinson won heat one and has had troubles throughout the rest of the racing today. John Wells up on his back bumper now. That's always a worry. As Hutchinson looks to go to the inside of Druger but can't make the pass. The 35 of Druger trails the 75 of Fripp, who leads this race and is pulling away slightly at the front of the field. Problems now for Paul McCabe, as McCabe slows on the circuit in the heavies battle. Now, good pass by Hutchinson up to second position as he put it on the inside, going down the front straight. And Druger now is back there in third. So what can Hutchinson do to try and grab some track position off Jacob Fripp? Looking at the races so far, we've had Hutchinson with a win from Allen. Heat 2 was Fripp from Chancellor, where Hutchinson had a 10-second penalty. Oh, Wells round the end sideways, and that takes Druger with him. So Druger eventually gets to the back of the pack as Wells had lost control of it. Heat number three. It was Fripp from Druger and Hutchinson. Heat number four, Allen from Fripp and Wells. So as we go to this race, knowing that you can drop your worst heat, it will be interesting. Fripp with two wins already and good consistency throughout the day. Hutchinson, a second win here, could make it interesting for the points tally. At the moment, Allen is up into third. Then it's back to Chancellor, Wells, Druger. The heavies battle. Ether has got some breathing room on Martin. Willoughby is the next cart through, followed then by Williams and Jarks. Wells again sideways going into turn number one. Your race leader is the 75, who's heading towards the dip and up onto the back straight. Now Hutchinson, heading up the back straight, is under some pressure from Macaulay Allen in the in-flight ER96 cart. So Hutchinson in second, Allen in third, but it's Fripp who leads the way in the Alfredo's Graphics and Design cart 75. They concertina back together into turn number one. Now they're coming up on Danny Jarks in the 43 card. So Danny Jarks now could play a factor as the blue flags will be out to him soon. Fripp gets through the S's fastest and opens up a handy buffer, but Hutchinson and Allen run him down by the end of the back straight. So Fripp throwing that cart sideways into the pit turn. Now it's Hutchinson sideways off the pit turn. It looked like Allen might have got into the back of him slightly. Hutchinson closing in on Fripp through the S's. Fripp gets through there quicker as the blue flag waves and Jarks. Well, he's looking for the carts now to try and keep out of their way. Fripp will be the first one to him. And Jarks pulls to the outside of the track. Oh, this is going to be awkward as Jarks comes out onto the start finish straight. He said, go up around the outside of me. Hutchinson now in good position. He makes the move up the inside. They're side by side into the S's. Hutchinson just gets into the back of Fripp that time. So Hutchinson just getting into the back of Fripp. Now in heat number four, Hutchinson had contact with Allen in a similar spot that lost his front nose cone. So he'd have to be mindful of the fact that that nose cone's already been torn off once today. And Hutchinson, well, he tried to make the move, but now he'll try again. So Fripp just being very conservative into turn two. Hutchinson, he's seeing half an opening and he's trying to put his nose in there. It's actually costing him track position, that enthusiasm, but it's certainly making for an interesting race indeed, because the top five are all closing back up together. So as Fripp leading the way, five laps remain here in the 15th of tag 125. It's light and heavy doing battle as Fripp continues to lead. Hutchinson in second, then it's Allen in third. Back then to Chancellor, Wells, Druger. Tane Ether leads the heavy battle from Martin, who's got a gap between himself and Greg Williams. Willoughby then fading back in the field. And, of course, Danny Jarks is one lap down. So, again, Hutchinson just trying to work out how he can make the most of his advantage on entry. Unfortunately, for Hutchinson, Fripp is so quick coming out of the S's, Hutchinson is struggling to respond. Macaulay Allen in the 96, just losing a bit of ground on Hutchinson there. Hutchinson again looking to make a move going into turn two. And again, That move is checked up. Oh, this time, Chancellor making the move on Allen as Allen got checked up by Hutchinson. Allen comes back at Chancellor along the back straight, side by side into the top turns. Chancellor trying to fight back on the outside, but Allen will keep the spot, and Wells goes through on Chancellor. So, Wells now up into fourth position. Will Wells try to go up the inside of Allen? No, he just stays single file. They're coming up on more back markers here as the laps count down. Blue flags are out for the Willoughby and Williams. The 33 of Willoughby, the 15 of Williams. As the leaders approach their back markers, they're running out of laps. So one lap remaining. And it is Fripp with a handy buffer now. Oh, off the circuit is Allen. So Allen off the circuit. It's like he has broken his steering there. I can't tell what happened. But Allen has pulled himself off the track. The steering still looks like it's connected. But he is in a precarious position, that's for sure. So, checkered flag at the ready. Fripp heads down into the pit turn for the final time. He gets a back marker between himself and Hutchinson. And it is Fripp who takes the victory. Hutchinson home in second. Third place is John Wells. Lachlan Chancellor in fourth. Druger in fifth. Allen in sixth. Ether, the first of the heavy. Oh, sorry, Ether won't be... in sixth, Ether will be the first of the heavies. Williams. Then it's Willoughby, Martin and Jarks all one lap down. So, an interesting conclusion to the tag 1-2-5, light and heavies. And in fact, an interesting conclusion to racing today. We'd like to thank all the flag marshals and officials for their fantastic work throughout the day. And let's not forget, racing continuing here in June. Check the website, canberracarts.com.au, for more details.